KBPS on PRP, student radio for the city of Portland. Joe Anderson here, your host. Thanks for tuning in. Join me as we hear from students across the Portland Public School District, powered by AM 1450 KBPS Portland. For 100 years, KBPS has been the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station. This is KBPS on PRP.
The temperatures are slowly starting to warm up, seeing a few more dots of blue sky. It must be springtime in Portland, Oregon, and that, of course, means it's time for Rose Festival. Now, AM 1450 KBPS has had a significant role in the Portland Rose Festival for decades, as our students at KBPS interview the Rose Festival princesses from every high school around the Portland area. We've been doing this for decades and decades, and this year is no exception. So who will be crowned Queen of Rosaria for 2023? Well, it's going to be one of these princesses that we've spoke with recently on this episode of KBPS on PRP.
I'm Jose of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is the newly selected Rose Festival Princess Emily Welch of Cleveland High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
How does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
It feels so exciting. It's been my dream since I was as little as I can remember to be standing on those floats while waving at the princesses as they walk by.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival princess?
I just think it's an awesome opportunity to get more involved in the city and to be a leader for not only my school, but also all of Portland, and to meet so many other girls that are interested in the same things that I am and try so many new things.
Yeah. Feeling like a leader does feel great in a sense in certain scenarios. How does it feel to represent your high school?
It feels really good standing up there when they announced my name. It just felt so awesome that so many people had voted for me and wanted this for me. So I'm hoping I can represent them well.
What was your community's original reaction to you becoming the Rose Festival Princess?
So many people were so excited for me. So many people wanted to take pictures. Going to school today after the announcement yesterday, everywhere in the hallway I was getting, "Congratulations, Emily, so happy for you." So it was just such an amazing sense of community afterwards.
Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you now?
Like I said before, I'm just really excited to meet all of the other girls who want to and who are passionate about this cause as well. And I'm excited to meet so many other people throughout our community, like my mentor that's going to help me do career shadows, and just lots of different connections throughout the community.
What life experiences have helped you to find the courage to do this?
I think one big thing is I'm very active on lots of different sports teams, which has allowed me to take up lots of different leadership skills, not necessarily as a captain figure, but just as a teammate and a friend to so many different people. And so I'm excited to continue that with the other girls on the court and have a sense of collaborative teamwork and getting to know each other.
How about we talk about this year's Rose Festival theme? What does it mean to you?
Well, honestly, even before this was the theme, I think focusing on fun has been a common theme that I've used all throughout my life. I've always said, YOLO, you only live once. Like, why not try something new? Go for something that you've never tried before. And so I think this was just an opportunity to truly share how I feel about that.
Why are you passionate to become a nurse?
I'm very interested in the medical field. I'm fascinated by how the human body works. but I also know that I want to make an active difference. And so I don't want to be a doctor that's mostly behind the scenes. I want to be a face to the patients. I want to be like a comfortable figure that can help them through any medical difficulties. And I want to see the difference that I'm making in their lives as I'm helping them.
You do so many sports. How about you tell us about some of them?
Yeah, I have played soccer since before I can remember. I think I started when I was about 4 years old. And so that's a huge part of my life. So many of my best friends are from early on in my soccer career. And while I put so much time into soccer, I also wanted to try other things. So I tried tennis for the first time my sophomore year, and cross country actually for the first time this year. And so it's just fun to try so many different teams and meet so many different people.
How do you have the time to do all these sports while also juggling life?
That's a good question, because that is still something I'm working on. But I don't know, kind of focusing back on that focus on the fun theme is, if I want to make something work, I do it. And I have lots of people that support me through it. I communicate with my coaches just in case I have conflicts, and try to manage my time, create a good schedule for me. Sometimes I have to pause, take a deep breath to balance everything. But in the long run, all of them bring me happiness. So it's good to squeeze it all in.
Which social media site do you use most, and why do you like it?
I think I like to use Instagram the most, because it's fun to just see everyone puts out like their favorite photos of them. So it's fun to see what everyone's up to. And I'm really excited for when I graduate and head off to college. And obviously I'll be starting a whole new form of my life and meeting new people, but I'm excited that it'll be a good way to keep tabs on people that I was close with in high school. And so I think it's a great app for that.
What's your favorite type of music?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I think I like classic pop music.
What's your favorite artist or your songs?
I'm a little bit of a Swiftie. I love some good Taylor Swift. I also love Britney Spears. She's probably my very favorite.
What is your secret superpower?
Oh boy. I guess that I can balance all those sports and activities. I feel like that's something I am pretty proud of, is that although I don't have endless time, I pretend that I do.
I think we all pretend that we have endless time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I've been speaking with the Rose Foster Princess Emily Welch from Cleveland High School. I'm Jose, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.
I'm Fran of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Piper Winder of St. Mary's Academy High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be able to be on your guys' radio. And it's such an honor and privilege to have been selected to represent St. Mary's Academy.
Okay, great. So first off, how does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival princess now?
It's so exciting, and it feels like such a privilege. I remember in fourth grade seeing the Rose Festival princess for Cleveland, and I was so excited. And I knew immediately that I wanted to run for this and toss my hat into the ring. And so knowing that my confidence paid off and I was able to actually become the princess for St. Mary's is such an exciting moment for me.
Okay, great. How does it feel to represent your school?
It's such an exciting opportunity for me. I absolutely love St. Mary's and all that we stand for. I love the community that we have. And so being able to represent them just makes me I feel honored. Yeah.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
I remember this. So I was crowned yesterday, and, you know, of course, during the crowning ceremony, you have to be pretty quiet. It's an assembly. But afterwards, when everyone was getting up and leaving, it was so exciting because I had a few of my classmates and they were like, go Piper. And they like cheered and it was really sweet. And it like warmed my heart.
Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
It's important to me because I think that it's not really talked about much. I guess we don't really celebrate people's achievements. And so being able to be on the Rose Festival court and saying like, oh, I volunteer at these organizations and I do these things, because I think there's a big, the society talks a lot about everyone doing everything, but then you don't necessarily acknowledge the fact that they're doing so much. So being able to take the time and acknowledging that all these wonderful girls are doing so much for the community is very inspiring.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
So I volunteer in a bunch of organizations. One specifically is the Civil Air Patrol program. And through that, I've learned a lot about leadership and being able to talk to people in person. I had an opportunity to go to Salem. And so being able to practice talking to like House representatives and like the Secretary of State has really allowed me to be able to come up here and not feel too embarrassed or too like self-conscious about being on the radio, I suppose.
Okay, great. So you said you want to go to college to study electrical and computer engineering and biomedical studies. Tell us more about that.
Well, I love coding. That's something that I've always been passionate about, but I also like to understand how everything works. So being able to not only know how to code, but understanding the actual wiring components and the electrical pulses that go along with coding is really exciting. And I also love biology and understanding the human body. I like to just know everything, I suppose. And so being able to combine my two passions of engineering and coding with biology and understanding like physiology and the body is perfectly demonstrated through biomedical engineering, which is why I would like to study that.
Okay. I see you're on your school's robotics team. And didn't you recently go to like robotics championship? How did that go?
Yes, it was so exciting. So we went to Wilsonville this past weekend. And so I got to work on the software component, which is the arm. And it's called Charged Up. It's really fun. We actually made it all the way to finals, which is very, very exciting. We got chosen for the alliance with Hotwire. I believe Hotwire was the team that chose us to join their alliance. And so we, as a group, got to compete and we made it all the way to finals, which is just so exciting. And we are cheering and jumping up and down on the stage. And it's so great to see how like all of us as a team have worked together to get to this point.
Hey, so you're also a co-leader for your school's Asian Pacific Islander Club. Has that, tell us more about that.
Okay. Yeah. So I joined Asian Pacific Islander Club as a freshman because as a Chinese person, I have always been really in tune to my culture. And so I wanted to come to St. Mary's and be able to explore the community there as well. And then as a sophomore, I got a co-leader position and we get to do a bunch of planning of meetings. We get to schedule like the big sale fundraiser, all those things, because our clubs are required to have a fundraiser. And junior year is when something that I'm most proud of is I started the Rice Around the World event at my school. And basically it's an event that just recognizes that food is such a big aspect of culture and ritual, and specifically like rice in Asian cultures. And so like having Rice Around the World, I had a bunch of affinity groups bring in meals that are based upon like using some form of rice. And now I've kind of taken a step back from leading Asian Pacific Islander Club, but I do plan to schedule another Rice Around the World event this year.
Okay, great. So, moving on to some fun questions. What's your favorite type of music? Do you have any favorite artists or songs?
sorry. Yes, I do have a lot of artists. I typically listen to alternative rock or indie pop. I guess I can't really think of someone. Or I say Peach Pit, if you've ever heard of them. I absolutely love their music and I always go back to them. So that's probably one of my favorites.
Oh yeah. And we did meet at like a local punk show. Are you still involved in that scene?
I'm so busy these days that I'm unable to attend them, but I love the place that we met and they have a lot of like indie music bands as well. So I definitely plan to go back to listen to some more chill indie music.
Yeah. Okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I feel like that's such a strange question because if you were to have a superpower, it kind of takes away the will of others in a way. And so I guess like I would want to be able to like know people's emotions, but only like
consensually.
Yeah, consensually, I suppose. Or just like in ways that can only benefit the other person, not my personal gain. Not for my personal gain, but for other people.
It's a very noble answer. You'd be a very ethical superhero.
Yeah, well, we don't like those people, like, you know, those superheroes that will go and like ruin the whole world just to get the villain. That's not how I vibe.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Piper Winder from St. Mary's Academy High School. I'm Fran, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.
I'm Josiah Wester of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Mary Mare Kunsu of Roosevelt High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS. How does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
It feels amazing. I'm really honored for this experience, and I'm really excited to what we get to do in the future.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
At first, I was kind of iffy about being a princess for Rose Festival, but then I talked to more people about it. I met with our old Princess Maria, and it really just encouraged me to do it and try a new thing and like be happy and just be myself and try to do something I'm not really used to doing.
How does it feel to be a Rose Festival princess? Or sorry, to represent your school?
To represent my school, it feels amazing because I think that a lot of people have this stigma about Roosevelt of how bad it is, but it's really good and it's really okay for a student. If you're really trying to be a student, it's really okay to be part of Roosevelt. And I think that being a princess would be a really great way to show how much Roosevelt is really as a school.
How did your community actually react to your selection?
My community was really supportive. They supported me a lot when I first walked onto the stage. The cheers were really loud and it just like, it encouraged me. I almost cried, but it encouraged me a lot too.
Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
Rose Festival is important to me because I have a lot of younger youth that I know, and I want to show them that even though I'm Pacific Islander, or like even though I'm not really from Portland originally, that they can do whatever they want and that they have people supporting them too.
Can you tell us what life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I think really when I tried to do sports, I'm not the best at sports, but when I tried to do it, I met a lot of people that have done it since they were young and they just kept going. And it really inspired me to like just do what I want again, just to like always be there and like show out. We show out a lot and that's really good.
Do you mind telling us about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you as a person?
So our this year's theme is to focus on fun. And it actually, at first I was kind of like, what do they mean? But then when I started thinking about it, it really helped me look back on COVID and how we were all stuck inside and how we all had those mandates. And coming back to school, it's really different. The energy it's really different at school. I just want to make a point that, like, we can still have fun and we can still be the same as, like, last year. And we can just get through it all together and just to have energy for each other, you know?
Yeah. Were you the only candidate at Roosevelt this year?
Actually, this year I was actually the only candidate. So it was really easy, but it was still a good experience.
So you're from Hawaii and you want to be a marine biologist when you grow older. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Right. So I made the decision to be a marine biologist when I was actually really young. Because this one day I was out with my family in Hawaii going to the beach, like how we do that every day. And I had seen my auntie. She was like turning over rocks. I was like, oh, what are you doing? And she was like looking at the little mini pods that would swim in the rocks, like in the pools of water in the rocks. And I was like, this is so interesting. And when I got older, I realized a lot was actually going on with the ocean, like climate change and how sea levels are rising and how garbage affects a lot of the marine life and how much trash there's just around. And like, I want to help a lot. I want to give back to the island that has given me the life that I have. And I want to give back to the ocean that has been there for me since the beginning.
As a marine biologist, do you have a favorite sea creature of any kind?
I actually do have a favorite sea creature, and it's probably really common, but I really love sea turtles. They've always been there for me. And like, I remember seeing one young and it blew my mind. Like, they're just so magical.
So you play a lot of sports and you suffered a serious injury. Can you tell us about overcoming that setback?
When I tore my ACL and I had to get surgery, it was really hard for me to get back into sports. And I only ever played one sport after my surgery. And it was kind of hard for me because I played multiple sports. I wasn't the best, but the community around sports is just so uplifting and so positive that it was a hard hit. But I still had that community with me, even though I didn't play sports. They still encouraged me to like get back up. And even though I'm injured, just to keep going, come to school, be happy, think positively. And it really helped me. So sports is a really big part of my life. Even though I'm not the best, the community is for sure the best.
So which social media do you use the most and why do you like it?
I use Instagram the most just because, like I said, I have family in Hawaii and it's hard to like reach out to them. But when I have Instagram, like we could like communicate with each other. And also it's just fun. Like the little notes that we have that we can like put over our bios and like meeting new people too, even though it's dangerous sometimes, like it's fun sometimes.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of music? And do you have any favorite artists or songs?
My favorite type of music, I don't think it's big, but it's island music, like island reggae. And I love Rebel Soldiers. I don't know if anyone knows it. I don't think so. It's really small, but I just vibe with their songs so much. And the melodies are so good.
So if you had to say, what do you think your secret superpower is?
Ooh, my secret superpower. It would be invisibility. Because sometimes we can get so overwhelmed that we don't want to be around others or we want to be by ourselves, but it's hard to like isolate yourself sometimes. And so if I had invisibility, I would just disappear just for a little bit, even though I'm still there. And then I just come back.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Mary Mare Kansu from Roosevelt High School. I'm Josiah Wester reporting for AM 1450 KBPS. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Jasmine of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Jo Lin Ta of Park Rose High School. First of all, congratulations on the selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to ask you a selection of questions. And my first question is, how does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival princess now?
It feels, it's always something I wanted since I like first found out about the tradition, like when I was in middle school. So it feels really good to know that I like accomplished something that I've wanted for a really long time. And honestly, it feels kind of surreal, like it hasn't really truly set in yet, but I'm really happy and excited.
My second question is, why did you want to become a Rose Festival princess?
Like I said, when I was in middle school, I always like looked up to the girls that ran in the Rose Festival, and I just thought they were so like beautiful and elegant, and they're all very like a strong, like high achieving women, and that's just what I like aspired to be like.
All right. My third question is, how does it feel to represent your school?
Honestly, a very kind of scary, because I think that Park Rose is really, really unique compared to other schools in the Portland area. And I think that it's going to be kind of challenging in a way, but I'm like up for the challenge. And I just think there's so many like unique people, and like, so Park Rose is like such a diverse school. It's like one of the most diverse schools in Oregon. So it's definitely a lot, I feel like, to uphold and like know that I'm representing the students at my school. But I think that I'm more than excited to do it.
My fourth question is, what was your community's reaction to your selection?
I think that people in my community were happy for me. My video classmates are happy for me. I think everyone in my classes are happy for me. And I believe my teachers are really happy for me. The teachers that I've had known since freshman year, and teachers that I've grew a bond with last year are really happy for me. And the people that knew me for a while knew who I really am and are really happy for me.
My fifth question is, why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
It's important to me because I think the tradition, like upholding the tradition, is just really cool. And I think it's kind of been neglected in some ways. For instance, like I know there's schools that they kind of just, no one really ran for Rose Festival Princess, and they just elected, like only one person signed up, so they're automatically the princess. At my school is different though. There were three of us who signed up and ran. And I think that, you know, the Rose Festival, like court tradition, it was such like a big, it was very prominent many years ago. And it was something that all these teenage girls, all these high school girls wanted to be a part of. And now it's not so big. And I feel, and that makes me sad, because I think it is a really cool and amazing program. You get scholarships and you get like such a great experience. And I think that it's important to me because I want to like bring back the tradition, and I want people to feel more involved, and I want more people to run, especially next year and in upcoming years.
My sixth question is, what's life experience have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I think just being true to myself and having gone through obstacles in life where maybe
you aren't the most popular kid or that you're facing like adversity in at school, or you're feel there were times in high school where I felt very like outcasted, and I didn't have very many friends. And going into this, I was like, this is just going to be another popularity contest. Or that's what a lot of people think in their minds, that this is just another popularity contest, but it's more than that is what I believe. And I think that what has, sorry, can you rephrase the question one more time?
What life experience have helped you find the confidence to do this?
Right. What has helped me find like the confidence is just like the adversities and like the challenges I went through like socially. In high school, I learned how to love myself more and just not let other people's opinions, negative opinions, get to me as much, because at the end of the day, I know who's really rooting for me. And as long as I have those people, I don't have to pay attention to who doesn't want me to be a princess or who doesn't like me, and just staying true to myself and knowing my own self-worth, I guess.
Mm-hmm. My seventh question is, talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you.
The theme this year is, how will you focus on fun? And focusing on fun to me, I think it's my senior year of high school, and I think there's a lot of things that I will take for granted, that I am taking for granted about this place and that I'm going to miss next year. And focusing on fun just means living, being present in the moment and not taking things for granted before I'm walking across the stage during graduation and receiving my diploma. Focusing on fun is just going to my track meets and participating in class, participating in community events. I went to the play last weekend, and I plan on going to prom and doing all those like final hurrahs of high school.
My eighth question is, you want to go to a college for media production and political science?
Yeah, film and TV production and political science.
My ninth question is, tell us about your Random Acts of Kindness club.
Yeah, so that was a club that I started this year. And I started it because I have a friend that I met in California, and he goes to Mountain View High School in California, and he has a club at his school called the Kindness Club, and I just asked him what it was about, and the name kind of speaks for itself. So we do random acts of kindness, so something we did as our first kindness project was we made candy bags, and we just delivered them out for free for students. And this was a good first activity because it allows you to see like the effects like firsthand of your kindness. And then other activities we did was we heart attacked teachers. So what we did with that was we cut up like a ton of little hearts. And then on Valentine's Day, or the day before Valentine's Day, we snuck into two teachers' classrooms and we just put hearts all over their desk area. So it's called like a heart attack. So they walk in the next morning and they see like all these hearts are on their desk. And then on the project I'm working on right now with my club is Park Rose High School is hosting its first ever track meet in 10 years at our school. So we are, we bought Gatorade and snacks, and we're going to write notes of like positive words for the sprinters and the athletes to enjoy at the track meet. So those are just things. It's the name speaks for itself. It's literally random acts of kindness. And every month or so we're brainstorming different things that we can do based on what we feel is like going on at the school and where the school needs support.
My 10th question is, which social media site do you use the most and why do you like it?
What social media site I use the most? I think I definitely am on TikTok the most, and I think I enjoy TikTok the most because it's such like a variety of content. You're not just getting the same thing. Like on Instagram, you're kind of just getting like content from the people you're following, and on TikTok it's such a variety of different things. I will say that it's easy to get lost in the endless scroll and the endless scrolling that is TikTok, but I think if you can discipline yourself, it's a really fun app.
My 11th question is, what's your favorite type of music, any favorite artist or songs?
My favorite artist right now, it has to be Taylor Swift, because I've just been seeing so many videos from her concert and it makes me want to go really badly.
Any favorite songs from Taylor Swift?
I really like Getaway Car, All Too Well, the 10-minute version. Hold on, I'm going to have to look at my Spotify. There's a new one that like was recently released that was like leaked, and it's called All of the Girls You Loved Before. And I really like You Belong With Me, because that was like my childhood favorite.
My last question is, what is your secret superpower?
What is my secret superpower? I think my secret superpower is, sometimes I can be like an unlimited like energy pack, and I can stay like very energized and like consistent even when it's like 11 or 12 a.m. at night, and I still am like full of energy. So especially in the summertime, I can just like go and do so many things in one day. And so I would say my secret superpower is being like an unlimited energy pack.
All right. Thank you very much for taking your time to be here today. I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Jolyn Tom, and from Park Rose High School. I'm Jasmine, reporting from AM 1415 KPBS.
Thank you.
I'm Vincenzo Castaldo of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Mariah Kelly of Grant High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS. How does it feel to officially be a Rose Princess now?
It feels pretty good. I'm excited for the opportunity and get to like meet new people and do new things. It's not like anything I've ever done before. I'm not used to having a lot of attention on me, so it's going to be very new, but I'm excited for the experience.
What led you to pursue being a Rose Festival Princess?
So I know the last Rose Festival Queen, Maya Brazil, and I know like other people who have been like Rose Festival princesses, and they have enjoyed like the process and like everything about it. And I also like that they get to be in the parades, because I want to be in them. So really, that's what led me to.
Excited to be in the parades?
Yeah.
How does it feel to represent your school?
It feels pretty good. I like that a lot of the staff at Grant wanted me to represent the school. That felt pretty good. Yeah, I like that they feel comfortable enough with me representing the school.
When you say a lot of the staff, do you mean like your teachers and stuff?
Yeah, and also like the principal and the VP and stuff like that, they really wanted me to be the Rose Festival process.
That's great. What was your community's reaction to your selection?
My parents were very excited. My mom wanted me to do Rose Festival a lot. My friends, they were very happy and very supportive of my choice. Everybody was mostly happy and supportive of everything. So that was nice.
Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
That's a good question. Because I get to... I get to network in a way that I've never been able to before. It gives me a lot of different opportunities that I haven't really been exposed to with not being a princess. Also, just like meeting new people, and I get to learn like a lot of new things and stuff like that.
What life experiences have led you to have the confidence to do this?
Honestly, I'm not sure that I 100% have the confidence for it. This is like something that's very outside of my comfort zone. So I'm really just trying something new and just like going with the flow. But like my mom, both my parents, they helped me with my like confidence to do this, because it hasn't been easy.
Let's talk about this year's Rose Festival scene. Well, Rose Festival theme. I'm so sorry. What does it mean to you?
So the focus on fun theme, I think it's mostly just like living life to the fullest, making sure that like you're doing things that are fun to you and make you happy, and like basically just like how you can do things to make you happier this year. That's what it means to me.
Something I have down here is that you want to attend an HBCU and become a physical therapist.
Yes.
Why do you want to do that?
My freshman year, I was at Roosevelt, and I had like a really good relationship with the athletic trainer there. So at first I wanted to be an athletic trainer because I saw her like help out my brother when he like got hurt during his senior night. So, and I saw her help other students, so I was like, that's something that I want to do, and I could still be around sports. But then I did more research into athletic training, and they don't make as much money as I aspire to make when I get older. So my dad told me to look into physical therapy because they kind of do the same thing. Physical therapists make more money though, so that's why. And I want to go to HBCU just because I want to go to school surrounded by people who look like me.
Makes sense. Something you talked about earlier was becoming Rose Festival Princess, helping you network and stuff. Are those networks that you're creating, do you think they're going to be helpful in becoming a physical therapist?
Yes. They did talk about like me being able to do a shadowing in the career field that I want to go into. So I think that's very helpful to like see if that's really something that I want to do.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Something you're really passionate about is sports. How has that helped you with your life?
So I basically play volleyball year round. I do it for the high school season, and I also play club volleyball, and we get to travel. And it basically, well, volleyball has helped me learn how to like deal with things when they're not going my way, because volleyball games don't always go like the way I want them to. So it's taught me how to deal with those things. And also it's taught me kind of how to deal with like adversity also.
Coming back to the HBCUs for a minute, are there any particular ones that stand out to you right now?
Okay, right now I'm looking into Howard University, Tuskegee University, and Spelman.
Ooh.
So those are my top three.
There's some good ones. Which social media site do you use the most, and why do you like it?
Probably TikTok or Instagram. I find a lot of funny videos on Instagram, so I just be scrolling through the funny videos, or on TikTok, I'll like watch like dance videos, stuff like that, or funny videos too. I like to send my friends and family the videos that I find. So yeah.
You a big Instagram Reels person?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your favorite type of music?
I like R&B music. I like to sing a lot. I like to think I can sing.
Something you have down here is that you love to watch movies with your little sisters.
Yeah.
Any in particular?
So my sisters are starting to kind of get tired of watching this movie with me, but my favorite movie is Crazy Rich Asians. I think that movie is so funny. But also, like, my youngest sister, she likes to watch like Sing and stuff like that. She also really likes scary movies. I don't know why, but she finds them enjoyable a lot. And then my other sister, Michaela, we just rewatch movies a lot, but my youngest sister, she loves to watch a scary movie.
That's fun. Another question for you is, what is your secret superpower?
I would like to transportation. I hate driving. If I could just get somewhere when I want to get there, I would like to. I don't like to drive at all. I just want to get there.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I think, let's see. What's your favorite, just like, thing in general? Could be anything. Could be a movie, a sport, a dinosaur.
I really like football. I find football very interesting. I just started to start understanding it, so I find it more interesting because at first I couldn't understand it, but like I like to go to my brother's football games, so I find football like very interesting.
Sounds like you got a pretty big family. Is that
nice? Yeah, I have an older brother and two younger sisters.
Well, that's all the questions we have written down for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Mariah Kelly from Grant High School, and I'm Vincenzo Castaldo, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.
You're listening to AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public School District. I'm Milo of the KBPS student staff, and my guest today is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Alicia Menezes.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
First of all, congratulations on your selection for Lincoln High School, and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be here, and I'm extremely excited to be a Rose Princess.
We're glad to have you. On that topic, to start off our questions, how does it feel to have been officially selected to be a Rose Festival Princess now?
Well, I was obviously a little bit worried about the process of becoming one. The people who I was up against are my friends, and they're like all very qualified. But it was really an honor to be chosen by the selection committee and my school. I am really proud of what I've been doing with my school for the last 4 years, and I felt like a great recognition and a really nice way to end my senior year.
Thank you. And I guess I should ask, where did this sort of thing start for you? What made you want to become a Rose Festival princess in the first place?
There were two major things. Firstly, my good friend Bailey Armstrong was actually Lincoln High School's Rose Princess last year. So I got to learn a lot about it from her, like kind of the behind the scenes. And so that got me interested and taught me more about it. But another thing was, I really love the city of Portland. I feel so grateful to have been able to grow up here, from memories of biking along the waterfront, the friendly atmosphere, to like the outdoorsiness of it. And I felt like by being a Rose Princess, I'd be really able to connect to my city, to give back to my city and learn more about my city before I leave for college.
So what, as far as you could tell, was your community's reaction to your selection, your school, the people you knew?
Everybody has been so supportive. Afterwards, my phone kept buzzing and it kept being people like sending me nice texts. I was actually just at a band competition this morning. My band director told my whole band, and that was really nice. There's some applause. But overall, I feel really well supported, and I feel like my community has been very happy for me, which I appreciate.
So great to have that kind of support. And now that you're where you're at now, what would you say is the most important part of being a Rose Festival princess to you?
Well, I think I need to remember why I'm here and where I've come from. I think it'll probably be easy to be wrapped up in like the excitingness of it or even like the competition aspect. But I really am a Rose Princess to be able to help Portland and to learn more about Portland and to represent my school. So I want to make sure that I'm doing the best job possible, helping those around me, reaching out to other people, and just really getting to know my city.
What do you suppose was some of the most helpful skills for you to have to get to where you're at now? Life experiences that have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I'm the president of my school's speech and debate team, and I feel like that taught me a lot about public speaking. It taught me how to initiate things and how to stand up for myself. And it taught me that if I want to go get something, whether it be becoming a Rose Princess or really anything else in my life, that like I need to speak up, and the only person that's going to get me that is myself.
Excellent. I was hoping you could tell us now why you're focused on business for your college future.
I've always been drawn to business. I'd like to run a business when I grow up. I feel like the best way to shape the world around me, to support my community, and to be connected to the whole international community is through business. And so I'm excited to learn more about it and figure out what company I'd like to start.
That speech and debate team, I heard you mention before, but I'm seeing something here about saxophone. You play saxophone?
Yeah, I actually do a lot of things at Lincoln. I'm the saxophone section leader in our band. Like I mentioned, we just had the PIL competition. Results are not out yet, so we'll see. But I wrote a play for the school. I'm the president of our school's Future Business Leaders of America chapter. One thing that related to business that I'm really proud of doing is I started a speaker series, I run a speaker series at my school called the Stumptown Speaker Series, where I've been able to learn more about business from those I look up to, including a former president of Intel, the CEO of Dutch Bros, the founder of Ruby Jewel, Vacasa, Portland Gear, and actually next month will be Salt and Straw, so I'm looking forward to that. So I'm definitely kind of involved throughout the school, and I'm always busy doing new things.
Some very impressive portfolio.
Now, thank you.
Something that we've covered on our station before here on KBPS is mental health resources available in Portland, those sort of troubles that we've been facing in late years. It says here that you're trying to improve the mental health and well-being of your community. Could you tell us more about that?
That's actually something that I'm really passionate about, and one of the things I'm proudest of my time in high school, what I've done. So I started a mental health outreach going back to my sophomore year. But like the origin story of it, which I feel like is really important to tell when it comes to like after like sharing what I've been doing, was this was during online school my sophomore year. And I was getting really stressed out. I was getting burnt out. And I felt like isolated from my friends and community. And so I was like having like bouts of anxiety. And for most of my life, I believed in the stigma around mental health. I thought that like dealing with bouts of anxiety was a weakness or like a choice or something that I would never go through. But then after experiencing that, I was like, wait a minute, like, no, this is like real stuff and it's happening to me too. And so like, I worked to improve my own mental health, which I am very happy about. But even after doing that, I realized that the way a stigma gains power is when it's a shared belief in the community. So I wanted to do something that would allow other people who are in my boat to not have to go through what they are going through. So I started a mental health outreach focusing on elementary and middle school students, because I feel like that's where stigmas start to develop around mental health. To do this, I like worked with school social workers and counselors. I sent cold emails to teachers across the district. I researched about mental health and mock presentations, recruited a wonderful team to present with me. And to this day, we've reached about 600 elementary and middle school students and taught them more about the stigma around mental health and tools to help their own mental health. And being able to just go into a classroom and see students like kind of critical about my presentation at the beginning, and by the end, like sharing things about their own mental health, is just something that I'm incredibly grateful for and proud of, because I feel like I'm helping other people go through something that I struggled with myself.
Such an admirable thing to spend time on.
Thank you so much.
We have a part about social media on here. It's just a simple question. Which social media site do you use the most, and why would you say you do?
So personally, I'm actually not on social media, like no Instagram, no TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, like the classic social medias. It's kind of always like a question in my mind whether I should get one when my friends show me like a funny Instagram meme, or like I can learn more about my friends. But I feel like like social media is a good way to like compare yourself to other people and kind of get wrapped up in that. So I'm very grateful I'm not really a part of that. But I do use like Discord, if you count that as social media.
That's very good insight about social media in general. I'm glad you know about that. Coming up to the end of the interview here, what is your favorite kind of music? Well, we have an on-air cue for music here, and we take suggestions from plenty of people who send them in. So if you have any recommendations of artists, songs, we might be able to air them here on KBPS.
That's very fun. In terms of music, I listen to a wide variety, mostly pop, country, and rap. But I love Dua Lipa, Lil Nas X, Doja Cat, Taylor Swift, and The Works.
Well, remember that. We will be able to put some of that on air.
I appreciate that.
For our last question here on the list, it says, what is your secret superpower?
Whoa. I don't know if I've ever answered that question before. I think my secret superpower might be that not only am I not afraid of bugs, but I enjoy catching bugs.
I've known many people who've been afraid of insects, and I guess I just never could understand it. I was fine with them for most of my life.
Yeah, I think they're beautiful. I think like all my friends, when they'll see a bug, or like my mom when she's like away from me, they'll call me and they'll be like, Alicia, we need your help. And so like that's where I come in.
All right. I think that just about does it. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Alicia Menezes from Lincoln High School. I'm Milo, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.
Thank you so much for having me. And for anyone listening, do one nice thing for somebody else.
If you'd like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm. and click the big red heart. KBPS on PRP, the new student show airing on Portland Radio Project, featuring Benson High School KBPS radio students. On air since 1923, KBPS is the radio station located at Benson High School, staffed by students while they learn about the communications and broadcast industry. Streaming 24/7 at www.kbps.am or 1450 on your AM dial. KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Portland Radio Project, is your nonprofit community radio station, closely tuned into Portland. On the dial at 99.1 FM in the heart of Portland and streaming worldwide from any computer at prp.fm. This concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Joe Anderson, and this has been an hour with KBPS on PRP.